If God tells you to be strong, in this statement is your strength. Strong is in the word. So if the word get in you, you become what's in the word. We've been talking about faith in the anointing to teach us. 1 John chapter 2? Just check and make sure you know. The anointing is within us. Now, here we go. Pass and review. I could start this message with Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 and title it, How to Have Good Success. Amen. I could do that. And it fit right in with this passage of scripture. I mean, how many really, and if you don't really, say you really do, and then it'll come to you. Really wants good success in life. Amen. See, everybody should say it. Even if you don't want it, if you say it, this thought came to me. Desires come from thoughts. You can't desire something you never think about. Think about it. You desire chicken, fried chicken, baked chicken, sweet potato pie, right? Mentally, your drink with the spinach and all that good stuff, right? Because you think about it. You ever said to someone, I never thought about that, right? Or you'll say, I haven't thought about that lately. So thoughts stimulate and create desire, right? Someone can mention something to you and you didn't even have it on your mind, right? And the next thing you know, you're in your car going to get it. Why? Because the thought created the desire. So we can say this, what thing soever we desire, haven't thought about it. When you pray, believe you receive it and you shall have it. Your desires come from the things we think about. That's why Joshua says, if you think on the word of God day and night, it will create in you God-given desire. And those desires, when you release your faith for them, you believe you receive them, and you shall have them. Now, before the manifestation comes, whether it's come instantly, 3 days later, 3 years later, there's going to always be warfare from the kingdom of darkness trying to get you to give up that thought or that seed. Because when that seed gets on the inside of your mind and your spirit, you conceive that thing. And since we walk by faith and not by sensory perception, we don't allow time to dictate to us whether we have a thing or not. Since we are eternal beings, we know that when we release our faith, we have it at the moment we release our faith. We have it by faith. Glory to God. When you and I release our faith, it activates the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Let me say that again. When you and I release our faith, we're only imitating our Heavenly Father. He encourages us to imitate Him. Hallelujah. The Bible says, as He is, so are we. And the scripture says, as Jesus walked on this planet, we're to walk like Him. The scripture tells us we walk by faith. Do you think Jesus walked by unbelief? No. He walked by faith. That's why we're able to walk by faith. The scripture says He's our example of what a faith walk person looks like. Now, when this scripture comes to me and I think about this scripture, I always ask the Holy Spirit, can I equate myself to this scripture? Listen to this. So shall my word be that come forth out of my mouth. Have you ever had words come forth out of your mouth? Yeah, they just came out. You say yes. Notice the scripture said, they will not return or shall not return to me what? Void, inoperative, without producing results. Right? Notice the scripture says that in judgment, we will have to give account for every idle word that we speak, which that word idle means non-producing, non-productive words. Words that has no substance from God. But we have words of a kind that have self-fulfilling power. They're God's word. If God tells you to be strong, in this statement is your strength. Strong is in the word. So if the word get in you, you become what's in the word. Strong. If God says, be healed, if you receive that word, when that word get in you, you will heal. Because healing is in that word. Every seed produces after its kind. God is your Jehovah, our Jehovah Rapha. When He says, be healed, The DNA of God is in that word. Do you know they can get your DNA by your saliva?
Yes.
God says you can get my DNA by my word. Glory to God. Glory to God. So shall my word be. This is the Joseph translation. That's exactly how my word works. He's talking about the snow coming down and the rain coming down from the second heaven. Oh, from the, which one? The first heaven is our atmosphere, right? So shall my word be that comes down from heaven. Which heaven? It's come from the third heaven. The third heaven is a different dimension than the first heaven. Again, the atmosphere in which we live. You breathe oxygen, all that's in the first heaven. The rain comes from the first heaven. The clouds are developing, the rain come down, right? That's the physical dimension. God's word comes from the spiritual dimension. The kingdom of God is everywhere. So he says, that's exactly how my word, like rain coming down from the first heaven, from the atmosphere, and watering what? The earth. Now notice he says, there's seeds in the earth. And they have to be watered in order for it to be germinated. It has to have light, energy from the sun and water in order to germinate. It has to have some type of nutrition in the dirt, in the ground, in order for it to germinate and to grow and to produce. He says, my word or my kingdom work in parallel to what you and I experience in the natural when it comes to seed time. And harvest time, planting and reaping. I plant my word, I send it to the things which I please, which is us, our spirit. Hallelujah. God's word comes in our spirit. Jesus says, you don't live by bread alone. That's just this physical dimension. But you're three-dimensional people. Your spirit being, your intellectual being, or you have a soul, and then you live in a body. He prepared the earth because our bodies was made from the dirt. So whatever you come from, that's what has to sustain you. You have to eat food that get the stuff from the dirt to put it in your body so your body can keep living. Amen. Your mind has to think, meditate, and get words in it to develop mental strength, strong will, healthy emotions. Everybody say hallelujah for healthy emotions. It's amazed me how they talk about women are so emotional. Guys are emotional too. We just respond differently with our emotions. It ain't like women have 10 pounds of emotion and we only have 1 pound. Your will and your emotion are so important. Our will have to get strong enough where it dominates our emotion. So all that's based on thinking, think the right thought. Get a strong will. The Bible says that love stands up under every situation. Think about that.
Thank you for watching the Oasis of Love TV 10-Minute Workout. This teaching is available in its entirety on our Oasis of Love TV YouTube channel. We would love for you to subscribe, like, and share these teachings around the world. This message was brought to you by the patrons at Love Center Family Church, Joseph and Deborah Hill Ministries, and our faith partners worldwide. Like to become a faith partner? You can do so by sowing a financial seed at paypal.me/362LoveCenter. Or you can text to give at 54244, then text LCFC Give. Your gifts of love are truly appreciated. If you need prayer, you can do so by calling 757-539-7079. That's 757-539-7079. And if you're in the Tidewater area of Virginia, please be our guest by visiting us at Love Center Family Church at 362 East Washington Street in Suffolk, Virginia. Services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And remember to reach out to the world with the love of God. And God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus. And faith and the anointing work by love. You have a good week.